Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. And we're continuing on in a theme, Times of Refreshing, which come from the presence of the Lord. And that is taken from Acts, the 3rd chapter, verse 19. Let me give you the entire scripture. Repent ye therefore, and be converted. That's what God is in the process of doing by the Spirit of God. He's dealing with His people, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And can we not use times of refreshing? Amen. This has been a hard year. And yes, we certainly are ready for that refreshing. We talked about the Lord being our good shepherd, and as we closed yesterday's broadcast, I shared a couple of passages found in John, the 10th chapter, where Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. And let's make this so personal. He knows you, beloved. He knows you. You're a sheep of His, and I am known of mine. When He brought out all His own, it says in verse 4 and 5, He goes on ahead of them. In other words, He's leading us by His Spirit, and we will follow Him because we know His ways, we know His voice, but they're never going to follow a stranger, He goes on to say. In fact, they will run away from Him because they don't recognize a stranger's voice. And beloved, there's one head to the body of Christ, and that is Jesus Christ. The ministry is being changed, beloved. It's coming into what God has always desired. He's the head. We're members of His body. He's given fivefold ministry for the edifying, perfecting of the saints, that we all can come into the measure of stature of a perfect man, the fullness of Christ Jesus. But it's no longer going to be big I and little you. We are working together just as a body, all the members of the body, all the cells of the body, whether it's the circulatory system, the respiratory system, everything works together to promote health for the body. So we are all working together. We all have a part to play. And beloved, these beautiful words, immortal words, I've always loved Isaiah 40. But here, the word of the Lord, comfort ye my people, saith your God. He's drying tears, beloved. He's healing pain. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem. Those times of refreshing, beloved, are coming. Cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished. Her iniquity is pardoned. When we repent, His pardon is sure. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of Him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Years ago, God gave me revelation that was true of John the Baptist for the physical, literal ministry of Jesus. Now it is the body of Christ, not one voice, but many voices saying the same thing. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming back, returning to this earth. He's claiming His own, and He's going to set up His kingdom. Praise God. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill shall be made low, the crooked shall be made straight, the rough places plain. Oh, hallelujah, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken. This is His word to us, beloved. Verse 9, O Zion that bringest good tidings, that's us, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. lifted up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs in his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Praise God. This is what God is doing. He's bringing his people together. We're being gathered by him. The Lord is the Lord of the harvest. He is gathering his people. Isaiah 43, 18 and 21 says, forget the former things. Don't dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. It now does it spring up. Do ye not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the desert and streams in the wasteland. Why? To give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I form for myself, that they may proclaim my praise, that we might be trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. This one who you serve, brother and sister, is going to show you how to praise him like a people has never before praised him. He is our good shepherd. Let's for a moment consider the marvelous ministry of the Spirit of God, who Jesus is, and it's revealed in his names. I'm just going to share a few scriptures with you. And to do that, let's go to Genesis, the 22nd chapter, verses 8 and 14. This chapter deals with Abraham's obedience to the command of the Lord. He takes Isaac, his son, to sacrifice him, and at the very last moment, an angel stops him, the angel of the Lord. And verse 12, lay not thine hand upon him, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. He waited years for that son, and he was willing to sacrifice him. And verse 14, Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Hallelujah. And in verse 16, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, that because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed. So he called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. So God is our provider. He's your provider, beloved. And then he's our healer. Exodus 15 and 26 says, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to the commandments, and keep all the statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. He's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. And then he also is the Lord Jehovah, our flag and banner. We see that in Exodus, the 17th chapter, if you recall. That was where Joshua was fighting with Amalek, and the Lord had to have Moses' arms. He was supposed to raise his arms, and so Aaron and Ur held up his arms, and it says in verse 14, the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under the heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi, for he has said, because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. So he's Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner, praise God. And then, what else can we learn about the nature and goodness of our Lord? Let's go to Exodus, the 31st chapter, verse 13. Jehovah the Mekadesh, the Lord who sanctifies, praise God. Speak ye also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbath shall ye keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you, praise God. And then let's go to Judges, the sixth chapter. In that sixth chapter, verses 23 and 24, this is Gideon. The Lord said unto him, "Peace be unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die." Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. And that means Jehovah is, or the Lord is our peace. Praise God. Hallelujah. And let's look at just a few more. In Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, verses 5 and 6, Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth." Praise God. "And in his days Judah shall be saved." Hallelujah. "Israel shall dwell safely, and this is the name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness." That refers to a literal time in the kingdom, but he is the Lord our righteousness even now. And then foreshadowing a far distant time in the future, we look to the closing chapter of the book of Ezekiel. And there we see there is a division. This is the millennial kingdom, and there's an apportioning of the various tribes of Israel, their portions in the land surrounding the temple. And it says in verse 35, it was round about, they're very, you know, it's very specific in his measurements. It was round about 18,000 measures. And this is what I want to share. The name of that city from that day shall be "The Lord is there." Praise God. The Lord is present. Jehovah Shammah. Beloved, he is that to us. All of those names. And of course, the one that's very close to our heart, Psalm 23 and 1, Jehovah Rohi, the Lord our shepherd. He is our good shepherd who will lead us, who will protect us, who will heal us, who will provide for us, who will give us peace. Beloved, claim all those wonderful aspects of our Lord, the names of the Lord, who he is, and all he is for you. Praise God. Amen. Well, beloved, it's been a privilege and an honor to minister to you this week, and we'll see what the Lord has for us next week as I bring this week's Worth of Broadcasting to a close. But not from my heart, I pray for you every day, my UCM partners, my radio family. I do invite you to write, share your prayer needs. Know that I personally will pray for you and send back, I alone answer the mail, will send back whatever God gives to be a blessing to your heart. Thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. It's so deeply appreciated. Without your prayers, I couldn't carry on. Praise God. I love you, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.